Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody! It's time to get squared away with Navy SEAL Radio. I'm your host, David Rutherford. As a behavioral training expert, top motivational speaker, author, and performance coach, it's my mission in life to help you defeat the negative insurgency in your life. So get fired up to use Frog Logic, the Navy SEAL training program, to help you succeed in any environment imaginable. Hoo-yah! All right. Today, that you are super fired up. You've worked off all that 10 pounds of turkey, that 25 pounds of ham, the mountains of stuffing, and all the other stuff that you strammed out, your pumpkin pie, your homemade apple pie, and I hope you worked that off yesterday because you are ready to go and you're fired up and ready to get into your life, man. You're ready to, like, you're chomping at the bit this morning because it's a beautiful day, right? Everything's glorious today. I mean, hell, man, you woke up today, you opened your eyes, you put your feet firmly on the floor, right? You squished your little toes around on your shag carpet, and you took that deep breath. You're like, wow, that's what I'm saying. You looked at your opposable thumbs and you're like, man, it's going to be an awesome day. Things are looking good, right? Holiday weekend, right? You've seen your family, all right? You've seen your friends. You've been hanging out. It's just been off the charts. Everything is going as good as it possibly be going, man. That's amazing. Right? And in that recognition of wow, man, life is good. No, yeah, right. I might be struggling to pay my bills, or you know what, I'm not quite ahead of where I thought I should be, or maybe I should have gotten that promotion this past fall, or maybe maybe I'm not in the shape I'd like to be in, or you know what, maybe I'm struggling these things over here, or you know, you go down the list of all the negative things that are going on in your life. But man, this weekend, this past Thursday, none of that mattered. None of that mattered because it was what? Thanksgiving Day, man. One of our nation's favorite holidays because this is an American holiday. That's what I love about it, man. This is America. It's an American holiday, all right, to be thankful on this day, this third Thursday or fourth Thursday every November in the fall, right, when it starts to get a little chilly woo for all of you who live up there in Coldville, and for us down here in the sun and the sand and the surf, right, it's like, oh, man, finally the crazy heat is broken, right, we get all these people around us that we care about and that we love, and man, we just kick back, throw our feet up. Those of you who watch football out there, other people that watch whatever, just chilling, being thankful. That's good stuff, man. I dig it. In fact, we had 26 at my mom's house the other on Thursday night. Man, I'll tell you what, that was a gathering like you wouldn't believe, man. We had, let's see, we had my cousins, right, from my mom's side, right, and their two children, right, and all you know Billy, who's worked for FLC for a long time. He's helped me produce a ton of these shows. He helped produce a lot of the videos you see out there on our YouTube channel, right? Billy and his sister were there, right? And then we had some cousins, my cousins on my dad's side, right? Right, my cousin Katie and her kids, and man, all the way down from Illinois, and man, it was just awesome seeing them. And then we had my brother, can you believe it? Mr. Rutherford was in town, and that was awesome. You know, that guy's going, you think I'm going at a fast pace, traveling around the world giving, or the country giving speeches. I mean, he's on fire out there. You can check him out on Instagram at Mr. Rutherford 9, right? That dude's off the charts, but he was in town. That was awesome. Then who else? It was one of my closest friends from the SEAL teams was down with his wife and mother and two kids. You know, and they're part of our family, and we were so blessed to have them at our table. And then we had my best friend, Chris, that was at the table with us, family now, right? And then my mom and my dad, and then my beautiful. The Admiral was there, and the Bear, and the Bruiser. Well, I tell you what, that table was awesome. It was madness. And I don't know if I had a real deep, serious conversation with anybody there other than my teammate and Chris. But other than that, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, it was a whirlwind watching the kids run around, go play. You know, my buddy, his son was catching tree frogs and scaring my cousin Katie. Are you kidding me at the table? You can't beat that, man. That's awesome stuff. Hopefully your dinner was the same way. Hopefully nobody got too hammered. Hopefully there were no fights, right? Nobody was throwing stuff, because I've had those dinners in the past. But hopefully your year was good. And even if you had a small gathering, it was just your immediate family. That was it, man. That's wonderful to have everybody together, you know? And you know what? Even if you were by yourself on Thanksgiving, at least you were above dirt, man. That's a good day. That's a good day. That's something to be thankful for, right? To be above dirt at its very core, its very minimum. And that's important, man, because, you know, this day is awesome, because this weekend is awesome, because, you know, the most traveled day days in the whole year, right? Well, think about that. Why isn't Christmas the most traveled day of the year? Or why isn't Easter the most traveled day? Or why isn't the 4th of July the most traveled day of the year? Because I tell you why, because Thanksgiving's a big one. Everybody wants to travel to go see their family and get around that big table and stuff their face. And, you know, you don't have any of the madness of the presents and all that other stuff with it, right? Day. And it's cool because everybody's around that table and feeling good and feeling warm and fuzzy. Well, the thing I want to talk about and the thing I want to get on air is to understand that, hey, and let you know that there are 364 more days of the year. That's 364 more days that thankfulness and being thankful should be an active ingredient in your life, just like your mom's secret sauce for the stuff you pour on top, the gravy, right? Your mom's secret gravy that's been passed down for generations, right? That's what thankfulness is. It's the gravy in your life. And when you're able to pour that stuff on every aspect of your life every day, even when the negative insurgency is pummeling you, keeping you down, and you're like that beat-up old dog, right? You still get that bone every now and then. It's a weird analogy, I know, but turkey bones, I'm all over the place right now. But here's the deal. You know, thankfulness is that special something, that extra additional thing that needs to be a part of your life. Imagine if you could feel what you felt on Thursday every single day. Now, what I ask is, why can't you? Why can't you feel that feeling every single day? Why can't you allow the magnitude, the power of thankfulness to well up in your side, to let it flow freely from your heart, your mind, your soul, as you go through every day? Now, some people out there, granted, I guarantee, some people out there, they live by thankfulness, right? They live in that world. You know them. People out there that are just, they look at you square in the face and they go, hey, thank you. Thanks for being there. Thanks. Or those other people that you know that you hang out with and, you know, they give you that head nod and they're appreciative, or they hand you and they're like, thank you, appreciate it, thank you. But many of us, many out there, man, you guys are going 1,000 miles an hour. You guys are going so fast, you're missing the things to be thankful for. You're missing the opportunities to invest that thankfulness back into your life, to coach your soul with something that's going to make you a better person. And that's what thankfulness does, right? Thankfulness makes you better. Because what? It's that something inside that you turn, you flip around, and you acknowledge the fact that there are other people and other things and other ideas that are making an impact aside from yourself. Right? Because nobody does it alone out there, right? We talked about the team life over and over and over again. I mean, I did a whole series. There's 5 shows on the team life out there for you on Navy SEAL Radio. Right? One of the core concepts in Frog Logic, my Navy SEAL motivational training program, my philosophy based on 25 years of exploring and researching the human condition. Right? It's key you understand that nobody does it alone. So once that settles in, once you get that, now all of a sudden you have to start recognizing, wow, well, how did I get here? Why am I here? What are the little things I get every single day? The clothes on my back, the food on my table, the family around me, the job I have, the health I have, the friends I mean, all stuff to be thankful for. And it's not just on the fourth Thursday every November, every year. No, man, it's every damn day. That's what today's show is all about, right? Is Thanksgiving special? What are you really thankful for and why? Now, my mission in this show is to get you to start thinking while you're listening to me or whenever you download it later on, is to say, hey, man, what am I really thankful for and why? What is the reason behind my thankfulness? Is it just a topical thank you for holding the door open for me? Or is it a, hey, thank you for raising me. Thank you for putting up with my nonsense for 43 years. Thank you for the incredible 7 years of marriage, and the 2 years dating before that, almost 10 years of being with me as I went through this roller coaster ride. My wife, the Admiral, thank you. Are you kidding me? This poor young woman had to live with a frogman, a beat-up, tired, nasty, crotchety old frogman for years until he found his purpose, his true calling, which is here, what I'm doing right now on the radio with you, to help you realize what to be thankful for on its deeper level. Because one of the things that we need to do is we need to initiate a greater connection to things in our lives. We have such a topical connection because it's as if we're moving so fast through life, right? Everything, like Thanksgiving, the whirlwind of the dinner, right? You come in, you give hugs. Hey, how you doing? Great to see you. Oh, yeah, I got to go here. Oh, Mom, can I help you with the turkey? Oh, yeah, okay, then I got to set the table. Oh, there. Oh, let's play out on the back porch. Oh, with the kids. Oh, where's my God? No, don't do that. No, do that. Bruiser, stop doing it. No, you're going to hurt. Oh, okay, let's serve. Okay, let's say grace. Okay, dearly beloved. Oh, wow, I'm stuffed. Oh, I'll get one more drink. Okay, everybody, oh, I'm exhausted. I got to go home. I don't want to drive. Okay, I love you. Bye. And that's it, man. And think about in that moment, do you stop for a second, pull that loved one off to the side, look them in their eyes, and say, hey, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the love that you give me, man. You know, because think about it. Every day after those days and the big holidays and the big birthdays and all that, those are the normal days. Those are the days where the grind happens. Those are the days where the negative insurgency is going to pound on you. Literally. It's just that's what happens. Right? And that negative insurgency is going to beat you up, and it does. And every single one of us gets beat up a little bit every day. Now, if you live in that complete blissful life, give me a call here at Navy SEAL Radio, and I want to hear you on because I want to understand how your perspective is, right? But most of us, we're getting hammered. And so imagine how useful a tool of being thankful can be in your daily routine. At least once to stop for it. It'll literally take you 5 to 10 seconds to grab someone, grab something, call someone on the phone, text, whatever, and say, hey, thank you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for the job. Thank you for teaching me this skill. Thank you for loving me. Or thank you, God, for being in my heart. It's that simple, man. We're not talking about rocket science, chaos string theory math or going to Mars. We're not talking about any of that nonsense, man. It's talking about raw human emotion, right? Being able to take that emotional depth inside that all of us, connect it to your brain and how you and be intentional and authentic with giving thanks out there. That's important. Now, I want to, before we get too far into the show, I'm going to make a huge announcement right now. I'm super fired up. I'm super thankful for the opportunity to do this. So everybody hear me loud and clear, because this is the big, big announcement. I want everybody to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, starting this coming year on January 16th, listen up, here we go. On January 16th, after an incredible amount of requests and overwhelming incredible thanks and directed my way and what I do as a top motivational speaker and author and a private coach and all this, on January 16th of next year, I am offering for the first time, live Frog Logic full day seminar open to the public. You heard it? That's right. Next year, we're going to start public seminars, right? It's a full day seminar with me. First one, January 16th, down in Boca Raton, Florida, at the Boca Marriott. All right, it's me. It's a full day, right? Almost a full eight hours. And in this, this is what you're going to get, right? This is right off the registration page, right? And if you want to check it out, the registration page is NavySealMotivationalEvents.com. Let me say it again, NavySealMotivationalEvents.com. And you can see I have an intro video there. I've got the whole description of what's going to happen in the seminar. And there's a registration page, and you go to there, and it's going to be awesome, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that you guys have been asking for like three straight years now. I'm finally going to, because I'm ready, I'm prepared, everything's dialed in, all five speeches, and that's what you're going to get. You're going to get five inspiring talks from me, the entire Frog Logic arsenal of motivational talks, right? And these are talks that I give to the top companies in the country, Comcast Cable, the Dolphins, Johnson Controls, BNY Mellon, Wells Fargo, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley. I mean, the top companies out there right now. These are the speeches they're giving on a regular basis. All the pics you guys see of me on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. So you're going to get five talks, right? Right? Frog Logic, Navy SEAL Motivation, the first one, Embracing Your Fear, Forging Your Self-Confidence, Live the Team Life, and Live with Purpose. You're all five talks, right? Then there will be a Frog Logic Gut Check Challenge at the end for everybody to participate in. It's going to be, there'll be a one-hour Q&A in there with me. There's a ton of audience physical and mental participation if you want. We're going to have a bunch of cool stuff up on stage. I'm going to pull people out of the audience on a regular basis. There's going to be a Frog Logic take-home workbook for everybody to begin changing their lives using Frog Logic, because the program is a full program, all right? Then, guess what? Let me tell you what. Here's the deal. Then we're going to have an autograph and picture session after the event. There'll be snacks and drinks available at and then we're going to offer coupons for a discount lunch at a few of the great restaurants outside of the hotel. Now, this is taking place again on January 16th, 2016. That's January 16th, 2016. Again, if you want to go and immediately get your tickets now, go to NavySealMotivationalEvents.com. That's NavySealMotivationalEvents.com, and register now so you can get your tickets to come to this amazing seminar, all right? This thing's going to be huge. You're going to love it. You're going to get a full day of me. I'm going to introduce you to the entire Frog Logic program in order and how do you apply it in your life, so then you can take it with you and go immediately having the profound impact that you've always hoped you can. All right. So again, if That's a live 8-hour seminar with me, January 16th. Check it out at NavySealMotivationalEvents.com. All right, fired up. That was the big announcement. I hope everybody's fired up on that. All right, let's get into the show. All right, and let's talk about the definition of thankfulness. Now, when I put it in, I saw thankfulness. It went in Wikipedia. It went to gratitude. Right, and this is what it said: gratitude, thankfulness, gratefulness, or appreciation is a feeling or attitude in acknowledgement of a benefit one has received or will receive. The experience of gratitude has historically been focused of several world religions and has been considered extensively by moral philosophers and philosophers such as Lee Clement. I don't know who he is, but anyways. The systematic study of gratitude within psychology only began around year 2000, possibly because psychology has traditionally been focused more on understanding distress rather than understanding positive emotions. And if you listen to last 2 weeks ago's show, I talked about positive psychology. I'm really getting sucked into it. I'm loving it. I'm studying it a ton. The study of gratitude within psychology has been focused on the understanding of the short-term experience of emotion of gratitude, the state of gratitude, individual differences in frequency people and how frequently people feel gratitude, the trait of gratitude, and relationship differs, right? Now, one of the things that you got to understand, right, gratitude, thankfulness, gratefulness, appreciation, they're all in the same wheelhouse. You know, I think thankfulness is right up there with gratitude, you know, one and the same. And you have to begin to say, hey, this is a big deal to feel this emotion and allow it to be a part of your repertoire of how you interact with people. That's a positive, a serious positive attribute. When you say thankfulness or gratitude, let's just say with thankfulness now because it's Thanksgiving Day special. When I'm thankful, it's pretty much impervious of the negative insurgency. Now, granted, you can give thanks to somebody and then they could throw it in your face with some kind of stupid comment or sarcasm or whatever because they're just not comfortable with being thanked. How many of us out there are like that, right? I mean, I get thanked all the time. I go out and give, you know, hundreds of speeches a year. It's amazing. I talk to people all the time, and all these amazing people are thanking me for my service and the things that I'm serving now, how I'm serving now. And I tell you what, sometimes it's a little uncomfortable. I'm getting better at used to it because guess what? I feel proud that people are thanking me for something that's valuable. So when you get, you know, when you give an offer thankfulness in that moment, in that action, man, that's totally positive. And it's a good thing. And the overwhelming majority of people will respond in a positive way. Now, just because it's the Thanksgiving Day special, I went and I looked up Thanksgiving, right? Now, this thing started a couple weeks ago with my two kids, the Bear and the Bruiser, and wanted to find some cool cartoon that told the Thanksgiving Day special. And I found the old Peanuts, right, with Snoopy and Charlie Brown and Lucy when they were on, you know, with the, you know, when they came to Plymouth and they were on the Mayflower and they crossed over and they landed at Plymouth and in Massachusetts. And, you know, as I'm watching this thing, you know, for a kid's thing, it was a little harsh for Peanuts, but sometimes it can be like that, right? Most cartoons have this really harsh undertone. Anyways, and you go back and you think about those pilgrims first fleeing religious persecution, then crossing the Atlantic, and really, you know, everybody, the conditions were absolutely wretched. If you can even imagine what that, all those people, like 60-some-odd people on that thing, right? Then they get here, and they have trouble finding food and harvesting and building, where like almost half of everybody dies. Miraculously, the kids, a lot of the kids survived, right? And then all of a sudden, they meet these Native Americans who show them the deal. They're like, here, no, plant this. Here, no, here's how you hunt. Here's how you fish. Excuse me. Here's how you hunt. Here's how you fish. Here's the deal. And so what went down, right? What went down? The first Thanksgiving Day dinner. Because literally, those Native Americans saved the pilgrims' lives. They saved their lives. So as a token of, hey, let's figure this out. Let's get together. Let's break some bread. Now this is not unique to America by any stretch. Breaking bread, right? It goes all the way back to Last Supper and even in every other fast. And you go and you meet people, you share things, you break bread with them, you give thanks, right? It's one of the things when you say grace at your table, you thank God for everything that you have, including the food that's going to bless your body. So this is a bigger thing, I think, than most people allow themselves to process. And that's a big deal, right? It's a big deal to understand that, hey, this day, giving, it was really just a reformation of how important being thankful is, how absolutely critical it is to recognize that we need help and that there are people constantly giving it to us all over the places in ways we can't even imagine because we're somehow being distracted by that negative insurgency. Now, you know, why is it important to be thankful? I mean, well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you a couple stories, all right? So this a week ago, I was invited to give a presentation and do a tactical training event at this shooting sporting club up in Okeechobee through some friends. And we went up there, and it was amazing. I got to, you know, share with some of the members and their families and their kids and introduce them to Frog Logic and what that's all about. And if you guys aren't familiar with Frog Logic, you're just finding me for the first time. Frog Logic is really my motivational philosophy, or it's really a motivational training program that helps people light the fire in their gut and keep it lit. Right, as the negative insurgency or the combat of life is going to hammer you. That's what using Frog Logic in your life can help you do, right? Because it's based on my 25 years of exploring and researching the human condition, you know, as an athlete in college, an art major, a poetry minor. You know, I studied philosophy, sociology, psychology. And then in college or after, you know, I had a horrible time, battled depression. And then I luckily, you know, through God's help, I created a new dream and joined the SEAL teams, became a SEAL. And as a SEAL, discovered a whole new level of thankfulness, right? A whole new level of thankfulness is beyond. And learned a ton of stuff as an instructor, a medic, you know, an operator, a student, and then got out and as an international training instructor and all these amazing experiences in my life. And it was in a great special experience, my second trip to Afghanistan, that I discovered a new calling, a new mission in life. And that was to reach out and start helping kids, which then evolved into helping adults and becoming a speaker and all these things. And Frog Logic was born out of that. And Frog Logic is Navy SEAL motivational training at its finest. And it's based on four concepts that if you apply these in your life and you work hard to learn to embrace fear, forge your self-confidence, live a team life, and live with purpose, that you'll be able to endure the combat of life. And you'll thrive. You'll succeed in the face of the negative insurgency. So that's what Frog Logic is. So I was up there giving this an introductory talk, and then I did a half-day tactical pistol training with them. But it was more than that because the members who I'm friends with, they invited me and my family up to stay there. And they showed us this overwhelming grace and kindness and this openness, this open heart, this love that was remarkable. You know, it was something like it was just like they didn't have to do that. They didn't need to do that. You know, they were, you know, but they did because they felt it and they felt gratitude. They felt thankfulness. They felt a connection. They wanted to help me and my family enjoy a nice, relaxing weekend in this wonderful area and club. And we went quail hunting, and we, you know, my girls rode horses. The youngest, the Bruiser, rode a horse for the first time. And I'll post that on Instagram later today. The look on her face and what me walking around the ring with her, looking at her face, I tell you what, It was one of the most glorious things I've ever felt in my whole life. It was her little curled smile and her white knuckle in the saddle handle, right? And her teeny little body, her legs weren't even long enough to go down past the end of the saddle. And yet she had that big old gigantic kid's helmet to protect, you know, five craniums in one. And she's sitting there and that horse is just kind of meandering along. And I got to see that for the first time. And it was, you know, literally feel like God was in my heart touching me. It just made me realize how thankful I am to the W, right? To them and their family for inviting us to participate in this beautiful place. And that's amazing, man. It's crazy to be thankful. That's the first story, all right? That's the first story. The second story I want to share with you is not last week, but the week before. We've been going through some heavies lately, some real heavies. And one of them was one of my teammates and close friends has really been struggling for the last few years, and mostly because of some injuries that he had, and he had to deal with those. And so he started taking pain meds, got hooked on the pain meds, and then you know what? He started drinking too, and the demons got inside him, and they've been tearing him up for years, and he's. He's at that point, man, where we had to get him in a facility. So a few weeks ago, one of his oldest friends since childhood and I, you know, and mostly him, we got him in a detox, you know, a 7-day detox. And now he's in a treatment facility and he's going through a program and for another time. But, you know, I'm thankful that he got into detox, that he listened, that he heard, that he felt that thing in his heart, and he felt our love for him, because that's what we did. We showed him love. We didn't chastise him for being weak. We didn't hammer him. We didn't scold him for saying, hey, you're a dumbass idiot. You know, you're an idiot. You're blah, blah, blah. You got to be better. We didn't do any of that. We just loved him. And we asked him, we said, do you want help? You know, and me talking to his wife, and he's got a young daughter, and just thinking to myself, man, I want to help this man who helped me, who basically saved my career, saved me, saved my life in many ways. I'm going to help him no matter what. And I'm not gonna hold any grudge against him or treat him with disrespect because he had some weakness, because we all are weak. And imagine in the heaviness of your weakness that somebody would turn their back on you and deny you the one thing that you need more than everything, and that's love, right? Imagine if that happened. And that's what he needed, and that's what we gave him. And thankfully, and I'm thankful to him, right? In my heart, I'm thankful to him for having the courage to go face this incredibly difficult process of drying out and hopefully staying sober this time forever. Is it a guarantee? Absolutely not, but I'm thankful he's trying. And you know what? If he falls, I'm going to pick him up again. If he goes back, I'm going to pick him up again. And I'm not going to quit on him because I'm thankful for everything he's done for me in my life. I'm thankful for all the times he was there for me. I'm thankful for the influence he's had, because that doesn't go away. I don't erase that. I don't get rid of it because of his mistakes. He didn't do it to me, so why would I ever do that to him? So I'm thankful not only for him in my life, but I'm thankful for him drying out. I'm thankful for his courage. I'm thankful for his strength. I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell him how thankful I am he is alive. That's what being thankful is all about. It's not just one selective incident or one single action. Thankfulness is a comprehensive coding of emotion and gratitude and these things that you put out there to people, to hopefully that they understand and know the level truly how much they're affecting you in so many different ways. So I want him to know I'm thankful he's in my life, and I'm not going to quit on him. The next story is about my friend Andrew. Let me tell you what, this guy, he's an amazing dude. And I've been friends with him for about 3 years now. And Andrew passed away two Sundays ago. And he died from a 2.5-year battle of cancer. He died at 45 years old. And he left a wife, a beautiful young daughter, great family, tons of friends. And this thing, cancer, he fought it. Man, he fought it like an incredible champion. Now, I know some incredibly hard human beings. You can imagine my buddies in the teams and other friends in the special operations world, guys who have been in combat multiple times, downrange, been in gunfights, gotten shot, gotten blown up, gotten stabbed. Hard dude. But Andrew's right up there with all of them. It was funny when we first started. I said, man, this is going to be a long fight, bud. He's like, what do you mean? Think about it like a boxing match, right? You're going to be in a long fight. And he goes, well, what's a long fight? I said, and he goes, 15 rounds, he says. And I said, no. He's like, 25 rounds? I go, no. He goes, how many? I go, more like 100, bud. And I watched this man go toe-to-toe with one of the most devastating opponents, enemies on the planet. I watched him go through a bone marrow transfusion. I watched him go through, I don't even know how many bouts of chemo and radiation. I watched him get sick, build himself back up, heal, go back to work, get sick again, get knocked down, stand up, get better, get healthy again, get knocked down. Over and over and over for 2.5 years. You know what I'm thankful for? That I got to watch that. Now, some people might be like, Rut, what are you talking about? That's pretty tragic. That's horrific. I don't want to even think about that sort of thing in my life. But I needed to. I'm thankful I saw it. Because what I saw was a courageous, heroic act of just a regular guy. And every time he got better, he was thankful. And every time he got to the point where doctors started giving him, oh, hey, guess what? You got about 1 month left. And then he beat that month, and he was thankful. And they're like, oh, man, I don't know. You might a couple weeks. Then he beat those weeks. He was thankful. And it got to the point where every day he woke up, he was thankful. Every time he would be on a phone call with me, we'd hang up, he'd be like, Rut, thank you. And I finally started going to Andrew, thank you. Thank you for teaching me how important it is to be thankful. Thank you for teaching me what a blessing it is just to be healthy and to be alive. Thank you for teaching me what a blessing it is to have a wife and beautiful daughters, incredible family. How thankful I am to have friends like you, teammates and brothers. He taught me that. He taught me that in a way I never dreamed of. And I remember my last conversation with Andrew was on a Tuesday before the Sunday when he passed. I remember we had this long, incredible conversation about God and about heaven and the afterlife. And, you know, he struggled a little bit, as we all do with our faith and with what we're thankful for. But at the end of it, I remember, helped him realize that the love he feels for his daughter and the love he feels for his wife and the love he feels for his family and for his friends, that's God. And that's real. And that love will transfer for him into the afterlife. And it's there waiting right now. With open arms, Christ's going to be sitting there. Come on, bud. And when I got the phone call from his father informing me that he had passed that morning, I remember just thinking to myself, wow, how thankful I am that I knew that man. How thankful I am that he was able to confide in me and share with me and allow me on this journey to bear witness to this incredibly courageous, heroic act in his 100-round fight against cancer. So, Andrew, thank you. So those are a few stories that hopefully will hit you home, will hit home for you, will get you thinking about where you're at in your life and what you're thankful for. Because I'll tell you what, in my life right now, I can't even begin to tell you what I'm thankful. Let me try. I'll tell you what, first and foremost, I'm thankful for my faith. Because I'll tell you, that week, when I was struggling to try and make those connections, because both my one buddy went into detox and rehab the same week that my other buddy was dying and actually ended up dying. And that was a heavy, heavy week for me. And I was frustrated because I didn't feel like I was doing enough. And one of my mentors, you know, we had a session together and she told me, she goes, you know, David, don't worry. Just be thankful that you were able to be there. That you were able to just plant the seed of love in their hearts. That's all you're required to do. That's all God wants you to do. He'll do the rest. And just get down on your knees and pray for Christ to be with you. Get down on your knees and feel the rawness of the earth and pray and ask for that assistance, that strength that you don't have normally. And so that's what I did, man. That week I was on my knees 15 times. One of the hardest days I was on my knee 5 times. I dropped down to my knees in my driveway. I was begging for help, asking God, please help me. Christ, please walk with me. Please be here for me right now. Thank you. I feel you. So I'm thankful for my faith because it's a part of me. It's who I am. And I don't try and push it too much on everybody, but it's there. If you ask me, I'll tell you. I'm not going to be ashamed of it. I'm not going to deny it. Man, I love Christ. I love God first above all other. And because of that love, I'm thankful because I feel strong in that. It allows me to be humble. It allows me to have, you know, integrity and honor. Right? Allows me to recognize that I'm not perfect, but I'm going to try. I'm going to work hard at it and try and be a good person. And that faith gives me the cornerstone in order to reach out and start being good to my family because I'm thankful. If I did not have my wife, I'll tell you what, I'd be gone. I'd be dead long time ago because she's the one who gives me the strength every day to fight. To stay in this fight. She's the one who loves me when nobody else would. Because, you know, behind closed doors, old Instructor Rutt, man, he's got some down days. Thankful for that. Blessed to have her. So, Admiral, I love you. Thank you. And my two children, the Bear and the Bruiser, I'll tell you what. It's God's grace that I have those children. It's God's grace that they give me this incredible joy and the magnitude of the influence that they have on me, even in the midst of the things that are challenging, right? Everybody in our house has been sick the last week. But you know what? even in those moments, yesterday morning, right? I woke up with my daughter and we just sat in the in our playroom and we just colored together. I remember listening to her voice and telling me why she was going to color things certain colors. And then she'd look at me and she'd be, "No, Daddy, that's not the right color." I go, "Why not, sweetie?" She goes, "Because this is the right color." I was like, "Roger that, sweetie." And I had this big, huge smile on my face, and I was thankful for that, that I had the opportunity, the time to take that moment with her and share that with her so I could feel the love. So I could feel her love, give her love, shower her with love, and tell her how much I love her. For that, I was thankful, right? To see my mother and father on Thanksgiving Day and them hosting that incredible, joyous occasion. And every day I come into work and my father works in the office next to me and see him and be thankful, get to hug him every day and say, "Hey, thank you for raising me." And my mom, "Thank you for giving me the strength and the courage and the honor in my life." And my brother, "Thank you for inspiring me." And my other family members that were there and my closest friends, to thank Chris every day for what he does, being there for me. And to thank my teammate that was there and the love he gives me and what he's taught me, because he knows things about being a man that I can't even fathom. And he shares those with me. He shares his perspective. And he's out there influencing other people right now in a big, big way. I'm proud of him. I'm thankful for him. And I'm thankful for his wife for helping him through the last 14 years of combat, because that's how many, he's got 9 combat. You know what? I'm thankful to him on an even bigger way, because I'm thankful for all my brothers and the teams that have been getting in the fight for the last 14 years. I'm thankful for all my brothers that have passed, that have died, that have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that I could live this life, that I could be on the radio, so I could influence other people with the message and the culture that they've taught me. I'm thankful for all my brothers in Green Berets, in the Special Forces, in the Rangers, in MARSOC. I'm thankful for my buddy Josh. I'm thankful for my buddy Brad. I'm thankful, I'm thankful for my buddy Max. I'm thankful for all my brothers who work downrange on a regular basis. I'm thankful for all my sisters that are downrange. Thank you. Because without you, I wouldn't have what I have. I wouldn't have the freedom I have. So thank you. And I'm thankful for all the people in Frog Logic that pay attention, all the teammates out there that listen to the message, that hear the content, that have embraced Frog Logic in their lives, all the people that have bought a book, all the people who have bought a t-shirt, all the people who have downloaded, the million plus people who have downloaded a podcast, the 2 million plus people who watch my videos, the tens of thousands of live audience members, the people coming up who are going to show up at my first public live event on January 16th. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Without you, I would be nothing. True Frog Logic would just be an idea in my mind. Without you opening your heart and listening to it, taking it on board, hearing what I have to say, and literally making it a reality, because you use the ideas, you learn to embrace fear, you forge yourself confidence, you live a team life, you live with purpose. Without you, I'd be nothing. So thank you. I come across incredible people all the time as I speak, and one of those people is a guy by the name of Brian McCabe, who works for Pegasystems, right? And he brought me into his company recently up in Orlando at a big event. And I went up and I talked. And you know what? He's a guy that has incorporated Frog Logic in all the aspects of his life. And he's just an amazing human being. He takes his team and he's in charge of a ton of people. And every now and then, if someone's struggling or having a problem, he doesn't berate them. He doesn't hammer them. He doesn't chastise them. He brings them in and brings up a concept. Maybe listens to a snippet of one of my podcasts or gives them one of my books or, shows them a daily dose of Frog Logic that I post all the time on social media. He shows them this little piece and then he talks to them. He helps them become better people in the moment of the negative insurgency. You know what? For that, I'm thankful. Brian, thank you. thank you for being the person you are because you're making an impact. Another one, a guy named Todd Forkle. His little daughter wrote me this incredible letter, right, for David Rutherford, Youth Power. Here it goes. Dear veteran, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for serving our country. And then I'm proud that I live in the USA because it's you that keeps our freedom and protects this country. Every day you risk your lives just to keep everyone in this country safe. I also want to thank you for coming up and speaking at our care days. You made me understand how much the military does for us. Your speaking inspired me to never quit or give up. And I think of that every day when sometimes I want to quit or give up. Thank you, David. Thank you, David. She wants to thank me. Are you kidding me? This little girl, this letter that I'm having right now, do you know what this does for me in my heart to get something like that? And the hundreds of testimonials I get every month of people reaching out and saying, David, thank you for Frog Logic. Thank you. It changed my life. You know what I say? I said, thank you. Because you're listening. Because what God wants me to do is serve you. God wants me to do. He wants me every day to wake up and earn my trident. And I used to do that by carrying a gun. And then you know what? Now I do it by sharing a message of hope, sharing a message of perseverance, sharing a message of positivity, and giving you the tools, the tactics, the procedures that you can apply and use in the combat of your life to survive and survive well and to be thankful for the things you have. To stop for a moment, quell the madness, stop it, bring it to a screech, halt. Thank you. Did for today's show, as I always do, I came up with 4 Frog Logic concepts for this show to help you begin recognizing, to help you begin initiating, to light that spark, to keep that fuel, that fire in your gut lit in order to be thankful, to have gratitude, to push forth in this incredible world in an authentic and aware and intentional way. So step one, stop. Breathe. Feel alive. That's right. Just stop. Breathe. And feel alive. That's the first step. Because that alone, the grace of God that gives you to be above dirt right now, today, no matter where you are, that should ignite the fact that, holy cow, I'm blessed. I'm thankful I'm here. I'm thankful I'm above dirt. Key, that's huge. It's a massive thing, right? Just to, in that moment, that recognition, I'm thankful I'm here. The second one is, in the next half hour, 2 hours, today, go up to a person that has given you something special in life and put your arms around them. Hug them. Give a hug. I know that sounds silly coming from a Navy SEAL, but tell you what, give a hug to somebody you care about and then in their ear say thank you. And watch what it does to that human being. Watch the way it makes them feel. Give them a hug and make them feel the thanks that you have inside. Now those two things will start changing something that'll help you for step three. Step three is to gain a new perspective, gain the perspectives of gratitude, of thankfulness. Because in that recognition, that new perspective, as it comes over you and washes you, you're going to realize, man, now is the time to change, to stop serving myself, to move into step four, and to start serving those who need my help. Starting with your family, moving to your friends, your teammates, the people you work with, your loved one, hell, the people you don't even know, serve them. Serve the people of this country in a way and make it better. Because at the end of the day, when your world is centered on that, you'll be thankful. That's the way it works. When you serve others, you'll be thankful. Now listen, I put out today on my website, right? On my Facebook page, I said, what are you thankful for, right? And why? I'm going to read down some of these real quick before I end. My good friend Dan says, my daughter, she keeps me driven. And Dan, seeing the pictures with you and her on Facebook, that keeps me driven because I know how much you love her. I know how much that means. So thank you for sharing that. Dave says, family and good friend. Michael says, hard times. They teach you to be stronger. God bless. My amazing Mama Dietz, Cindy, she says, I'm most thankful for my three blessings, my DJ, my Tiffany, and my Eric, my grandsons, Caden, Carter, you know, my third granddaughter, extended family and friend. Family is my life, she says. My friend Dario, he says, my beautiful family and life. Amen, brother. Jen says, my faith and freedom to have to worship how I choose, my health, family, and friend. Matt says, my freedom is this country. We take for granted so many of what we love. Daniel says, I'm most thankful for my relationship with Christ, right? Mary says, I'm thankful for my children are working towards that. They're working towards their dreams, and my husband and I have been living our dreams for more than 30 years together. Mary, awesome. Scott says, I'm most thankful for the opportunity to save lives and change lives, right? Through Brian's House, a retreat for Navy Special Warfare veterans, survivors, active duty. Or this is Scott Bill. Scott, God bless you. Brian's House is awesome. Everybody, please check out Brian's House, right? That's Brian Bill for the Naval Special Warfare. Lee, my forgiveness. Oh, God bless you. My family, my friends. Edna, bless you, right? Brett, the ability to help our injured, modified, able American heroes, right? Veteran Sportsman Alliance, God bless. Todd, the grace of God and the gift of his son. Amen. Joey, family and health. Christopher, God's grace and forgiveness, right? Lindsay, my family for the love and support they provide, my country, the military, my home to keep me warm and dry. Mike, that I saved a lot of lives and that God guides me to be able to that further, right? Brian, I'm grateful for God's love and forgiveness. Folks like those who come and continue to give back. Grateful for Instructor Ruff. Thank you. Cameron, God, family, the troops, overseas fighting for my freedom, the meals that I eat every day, 5 countries, 6 friends. All right, wonderful family, good. Are you kidding me? Everybody out there realizes on Twitter. All right, I'm thankful for the ability of having a dream. 99% of the people to try and live free. Thankful for the morning I wake. My 4 limbs, 5 senses, and a brain, all in working condition. Endless possibilities, right? Awesome. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is the deal. Be thankful. Reach out today. Tell the people that you're what you're thankful for. Really get in there. Let them know down deep what they mean to you. Let them know down deep why you're thankful. Let them know how they helped you, right? Let them people, let everybody know why it drives you to be thankful in your life, the gratitude you feel, and the willingness that you have to walk every day, not just one day a year, but every day of your lives and being thankful for being alive. Because if you do that, I promise you, you'll live a better life. Thank you for listening. Don't ever forget, I'm your new swim buddy. Let's get motivated. Out.